It is 74 degrees in Nashville, and it's going to be another very hot day in Middle Tennessee. A high in the upper 90s today, heat index flirting with 110. And the heat advisory has been extended now to last through Friday for all of Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A data center developer sued Metro Nashville yesterday in federal court. The company DC Blocks aims to strike down the city's new moratorium on permits for data centers. DC Blocks recently bought a $23 million property near the Nashville Zoo to construct two facilities. The project has faced widespread opposition, prompting Metro Council to pass its first regulations on data centers and a moratorium on permits through December 1st. Similar battles are playing out across the nation. Governments in countless small towns, major cities, and two states, New York and Texas, have passed moratoriums on data centers in recent months. DC Blocks is arguing in the lawsuit that Nashville's moratorium violates constitutional rights. Tennessee's lottery revenue proceeds are shrinking. This puts the state's scholarship programs at risk, according to a new report. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
Tennessee has 13 scholarship programs serving students pursuing 2- and 4-year degrees, and lottery proceeds fund these efforts. A report by Think Tennessee, a research nonprofit, found that lottery proceeds fell by about 20% in the last 3 years. And at the same time, spending on scholarships and the number of students who depend on them has increased. Think Tennessee's research director, Chris Candelaria, says the state needs to start looking at other ways to bring in revenue.
One is through lottery modernization. As an example, other states allow retailers to accept debit cards. So that's an option, as well as thinking about electronic e-instant games.
The report also highlights another reason that funds available for scholarships may decline: school vouchers. In July 2026, state lawmakers voted to redirect revenue from sports wagering. That money now goes to school maintenance under the Education Freedom Scholarships Act, also known as the voucher program. Sports revenue used to flow into the scholarship program to cover any deficits before this new law. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Last week, the Claiborne County mayor won his reelection bid, but there's one big problem. Joe Brooks died in late July. The 56-year-old was struck and killed by a motorcycle while he was out for a run. Early voting was already underway at the time of his death, so his name could not be removed from the ballot. WVLT in Knoxville reports the seat will be officially declared vacant next month, and a new mayor will be elected on the November ballot. The mayor's office was already reeling from the untimely death of another person last month. In a Facebook post, Mayor Brooks had credited his assistant with keeping things running at both his office and the courthouse. Sheila McNew worked there for 2 decades until her death in early July. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.